Oh, there we are. All right, everyone. Welcome to Trim Radio's Offsides Top 25 Plus 5 with your host, John and Kalen. And of course, me as always, I am Michael. I am just here for humorous support. That is it. I carry no knowledge. Anything I get with knowledge usually comes from, well, Walmart, Lowe's, or something like that. Anyway, how is everyone doing tonight? John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing wonderful, and we are ready to go. We got a lot going on. News breaking out here and there. Oh, rumors of cheating again. You know, stuff going on up in Michigan, and they let go of the AD. Yeah. So it's a very sad case, really, to tell you the truth, because a lot of people are involved in it and people are hurt. But, you know, the first black college coach, and here we go, and this happens. A lot of people will say he made his bed and now he must lay in it. Well, I'm not, you know.
He already did.
Yeah, pardon the pun, but, you know, it's like, hey, you know, what do you got going on up there in Michigan, Michigan State? You got all kinds of things going, and you're hurting the entire Big Ten. It hurts everybody. Yeah, it makes everyone look bad. So, I'm not really sure where the thinking is on this, and I don't know, but I would have been like one of the three bears that Matt was Lund- like
Matt Ludwig,
yeah,
Michigan linebacker, asked for his LOI.
But I would have been like one of the three bears. This bed's too small. This bed's too big. This bed's just right. And that's the problem when you start having three beds, you know, that's always going to be a problem. So I don't know what to think. It's got to be devastating for the players. Is there a mass exodus coming, John? Is there, you know, I think it's too early to try to get a coach in there because there's too much hot seat going on right now up there. Literally, and I think at this point everybody's going to end up getting cleaned out of there. So maybe the AD, maybe
it's all of them.
Yeah, I think all of them are probably going to be gone. They'll have to wait until after the new year at least to let some of this cool. And then you got to worry about will the NCAA, who are just spineless and boneless. Are they going to come in there and say, okay, you violated probation because this is a football activity here. And it, you know, and then will they come back in and do something? And we all know how they handled things miserably before with Michigan. And, you know, are they going to get their little tentacles in it and make more of a mess?
Yeah. Underwood has already distanced himself. From his profile. It's no longer Michigan, Michigan evident that he's there.
They're paying close attention to who they hire. If they don't like the hire, he's gone.
He's got two chances for this window here. Mm-hmm. Am I correct? You have two portal transfer things going on. So one's right now, right?
They got a five-day window right now.
So right now they got a five-day window, which they could all just book. You know, I mean, they gut the whole program, and everyone books and says, I want no part of this. This is bad, and, you know, it's not a good look, you know, coming from there. The next one is in January, I believe. And, I mean, I don't know how you would pick a coach – within a small amount of time. I would think that you'd be in a prestigious program like Michigan. I'm sorry, I've left the M off there again. I don't know why I keep doing that. but anyway, being a prestigious program, you wouldn't want to rush to go and grab just any coach right now. And there's all these things about, well, DeBoer could come up there with. There's no coach right now I could think in his right mind that would want to touch that hot seat up there. That it's tainted. It's dirty.
I can.
It ain't been wiped off. You know.
Ohio State
is up. What do you think? You think Gruden?
He's just as crooked.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to be a little crooked, I guess, you know. The problem is when things start to get straightened out, that's when they start to have the problems. So I just don't know how they're going to fix this, and they're going to do it, but you could bet that
you can pay that Earl Shiloh paying for $99.
I just Denard Robinson. I don't see any of these people going there.
Yeah,
and they're all ex-members though. That's what I'm saying. Like the last hires that they've done at Michigan has been Denard Robinson, Steve Clinkscale, Matt Weiss, Greg Struggs, Fergus Conley, Jink Minnick, Sharon Moore. Let's see, DUI, DUI, pervert, DUI, DUI, punching police officers, biting hospital staff, DUI, and then you have Trone and everything they got going on now. It's like, who do you got to hire to get some background screenings?
I think you have to look at one of the prison's biggest prisons up there, and somebody hire the warden. You know, I mean, we got to do something, but. They got a mess to clean up, and oh boy, what?
It's not August.
Yeah. It's just, well, I don't know. I think it's too hot to take as a head coach job right now.
Yeah,
it's a very, very tough situation. You don't know what's going to unfold. Do you think the NCAA will get involved in it, John?
Oh yeah. At 11:59.
Yeah. So there'll be another rod that's, you know, wasn't.
You got it. Well, here's the thing. Michigan still has to pay out $35 million, and Michigan still has 3 years now of a recruiting hit. So whoever takes this job, you've got nothing to work with.
Yeah. I mean, it's you could lose recruitment. You could lose bowl eligibility, after regular.
SMU.
Yeah, it could be a nightmare. It could be a nightmare, and you know the NCAA is, well, will they do anything? Oh, well, they've handled everything appropriately and let
they're
it go.
They're not going to look at money this time.
They'll give Michigan adult funds so they can get through it.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
They said, you make a mockery of us, watch this.
Yeah, and I think that they let them off the hook easy last time. So,
and the only reason that was because Harbaugh and company booked it.
Well, he knew what he did. He was leaving. He knew he was caught, and he bolted. And
he wanted no part of that.
And they said, you know, you can't come back here and get into the college rank. So,
thank you.
thank you very little. Who cares? You know, I mean, it's just the way it went. And now, between that and of course, after this last week with the playoffs and how, boy, the championship week just fell apart for everybody.
That was brutal.
It just brutal all the way through. And congratulations to Kent. You won our conference. Conference championship games in the last 3 years, I believe.
Yeah, last year went down to the Army-Navy game.
That's right.
And he
– So it's the way that it goes. And I'll tell you what, it was unbelievable. But I think he won with
– He picked Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah. Freaking Kentuckian.
Yeah. Well,
way to go with the Northern Brothers.
Pretty true. Has had that many flips.
So now with all that happening, and of course, you look at that, Notre Dame getting shunned and Alabama getting in, which I thought was just...
It's not fair.
That was egregious. I don't care what all you people say. Oh, they're not in the conference.
They got three losses.
They don't have a championship game. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. They still play a schedule. Win your games.
You lost to Florida State.
Yeah,
that's the point right there. You lost to Florida State.
They lost.
Who's nobody?
They lost two of their last four games. Understand that.
Yeah.
You lost to Oklahoma. Then you got spanked. You got just cabin dragged.
You know what's going to be hilarious, right?
By
is
Georgia.
Is it's about to be a repeat now because Bama's now got to go up into Norman with Oklahoma, who's just going to curb stomp them.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
I hope the first half they have hail and the second half they have a tornado.
I don't care what all you coaches complain about. They've got to go to a conference, this or that. Listen, everyone would like to see them go to a conference, but it's not in the best interest of the school.
No.
They've been independent. They've been independent forever. And I got to tell you, Notre Dame survives just fine, and you think you're going to threaten them. And the other schools, oh, you're not going to a bowl game, we're going to fine you. Yeah. What a joke. It is a bowl invite. Yeah, it's a bowl invite. The whole word. The invitation, a bowl invitation. That is the key word there. Well, not bowl requirement, bowl invitation.
And
if the school doesn't travel well, okay, if it costs more money than you're going to bring in, then it's not in the best interest of the school. And now you think you have the right to sanction them. No, you don't. Go fill it with somebody else. No.
Rumor mill is Notre Dame pulled the contracts from the inner conference for the rest of their sports. So they are looking for a conference.
Well, they might be, but no they offense. Shouldn't be forced.
The thing, though, if they're going to give a big middle finger to ESPN, the best thing they can do, join the Big Ten.
Let me tell you, Notre Dame pulls attendance.
Yeah.
John will tell you this.
Join the Big Ten.
There's your viewership, okay? Notre Dame gives you viewership. That gives you money. As far as I'm concerned, you should be writing them letters, thank you, we're in support of your idea of not going to the bowl. We're sorry very much. And that's the end of that.
They had nine home games and three away.
Yeah. But they get in the crowds. They get them in. And they make money. So I'm Alabama did not deserve to be there.
No.
I'm sorry. Plain and simple.
Not when you had Ole Miss, A&M. I mean, there were so many choices with left Lofoth.
Well, it just... To me, it is such the committee again. The reason they did the playoffs, the reason that we did this, we went to the four teams because it was bias, and they were still stacking the deck. The more SEC teams, and Paul Feinbaum is a crybaby.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I think the whole thing should be loaded with SEC. I'm going to tell you, that's his philosophy. My philosophy is real simple. We're not going to cater to you anymore, okay? There's good football teams out there. I hope Tulane upsets the first game.
Yep.
I hope JMU comes out on fire and they make an upset. But Alabama doesn't deserve to be in there. I think they're going to get exited the first game. And I'm just – be very disappointing. I just think very disappointing.
And what I would like for them, Alabama to win, and then they got Indiana. I went in to show them what corn-fed meat guys can do.
That's right.
That aren't paid NIL.
And that doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Nope.
You know, congrats to Indiana. They beat Ohio State. You know, and there was a lot going on. Hartline taking a job somewhere else. He was up and down. But Ohio State had a job. They didn't get it done. Then Shankopotamus came in.
It was the perfect setup for a loss.
And I don't blame Fielding. Listen, the kid's been on par pretty much all of the year. A couple of bad kicks.
He almost missed that kick by the stadium. That's how far it was left.
Oh, he kicked it out to the parking lot. It was just to the left.
I bet Dave, you know, I'm kind of curious if Dave was over there like, you make this, I'm kicking your ass.
But you know what? Good for Indiana. They hadn't won a Big Ten conference in, what was it? How many years? 57?
67 years.
67 years.
That's why I'm not even upset about it.
It's, yeah, and I don't think they ever won. Have they ever been there undefeated? No. So, you know, two kudos. The Mendoza.
First time in their, yeah. The first time in the school history, they went 12-0. First time in the school history, they've been 13-0. First time in school history, they won a Big Ten championship.
Good job, I mean, Kurt Cignetti. Yeah. You know, he did fantastic.
Absolutely earned his flowers.
And I'll tell you what, I have no problem with it being a Buckeyes fan, watch them lose. Why? Because I already knew going into that game, there wasn't going to be a big shift. It hurt a little bit because it was 13-10, the same score as the Michigan game the year before.
But
at the same time,
it'll light a fire.
Maybe it lights a fire under these guys again, and you know they come out. Maybe Ohio State and Indiana come for the Big Ten, for the Natty. You know,
oh, that'd be awesome.
And you know, Georgia's about the only one that I worry about with the SEC right now. Miami fans are already saying they're going to put it to everybody. They're going to win the whole thing.
No.
But as we all know, in the ACC, there is a there's a lot of delusion going on in the ACC. They've dropped maybe a few too many hits of acid. I don't know, something. But it ain't going to happen. I don't see the ACC being in the national championship.
They're going to go right back to March Madness.
Yes, that's exactly what it'll be. So we'll ignore that. And now, because of everything that's happened and because of the playoffs, I think we're up to 11 teams now that have said we're not playing postseason.
Yeah.
I remember a couple days ago when it was nine. Nine teams. Nine times people said no. So now we're up to 11. It's a mess. John is trying. We're trying to get some kind of a list together of who's playing who for pick'ems, but it's changing on a daily basis.
Yeah, I put one set of games up. And I just hope it doesn't change.
Yeah, I saw that. And when do we have to have those in? Tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow's the first game.
And what time is that at?
I forget when I put it. I posted it. Let me look.
And a lot of this is not going to be teams that you think that we're going to go there, and people are like, well, these people who sponsored this are going to lose money. Well, they didn't even know what teams were going until we finished, see how everyone finished out. But I don't care if it's the blind nuns of embroidery and basket weaving that show up. We just want to watch games. So it'll be a little interesting to see what happens. Means we all got to do picks tonight, and then there still could be substitutions.
Yeah, so the first game is at noon tomorrow.
So you are with us and you were in this for the hardware, then you got to have your picks in by noon tomorrow. Once your picks are in, there is no changing them. No.
No, please, no.
And you ride it on out, folks. That's the way it goes. We love it. Hey, Kent, congratulations. I will have your shirt in the mail from Offsides Trim Radio's College Top 25 Plus 5. Kent, thank you enough for participating, and congratulations. We will have more fun stuff to come, won't we, John?
We will.
Always. Yes. Fun.
So the first game of the pick'em contest is South Carolina State and Prairie View. Tomorrow at noon.
Dun, 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 dun.
SC State.
South Carolina State. I like that. I like that. That's fitting.
And that is the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
Not the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
They're on it.
Yeah. Right now, we're not sure what's happening. It could be the Locust Celebration Bowl. It doesn't matter. But, all right, so let's take a look at, first of all, let's look at the playoffs now as we have it set up. And we'll look at the top left bracket up there. The bye is going to Indiana, the number one ranked team in the country, deservedly so. And the teams that are going to play off, of course, is a rematch, which Oklahoma won the first time. They're going against Alabama.
And I really hope Alabama wins so they get all the Hoosiers effort they can get.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a tough one. I still think Oklahoma's going to beat them again. I don't think Alabama just can't seem to handle the big staunt defenses. And Oklahoma's got one. And Mateer's just good enough to score enough points. And that's where Bama's going to come into a problem.
The third problem is it's in Norman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. There's some kind of a frost thing coming down, dropping down as we speak.
So I gave it on the 19th.
Yeah. 19. So hang on there, because that'll be a good game. And that should leave Oklahoma versus Indiana. And that'll be interesting. And we'll talk about that one in a minute. The next one down on the bottom left. John, you want to read it off?
The Oregon versus James Madison.
You know, Oregon's got some true firepower. And I think that they have a little bit too much speed for James Madison. Madison's got the physicality. They've got it, you know, and they've got heart. There's no question. Is it enough to take over Oregon? I don't think so.
You can just see Oregon outrunning them in the first half, let alone the second half.
Yeah.
Hey, they're running with the ball, and they're running fast.
Very fast. So, yeah, I like Oregon in that one, and then they'll go against Texas Tech.
And you know what? James Madison is in Harrisburg, Virginia. I don't know about you, but Virginia to Oregon, that flight, that'll wear them out.
Yeah. And that's going to be cold.
Yeah, the flight will be.
Yeah. So
Shut up. Be quiet.
Yeah. Then the top right, Ohio State, of course, got the bye there, being the number two team or three team in the country. Number three, and they're going to have to play the winner of Texas A&M and Miami. And I hate to break this to you, all you ACC fans that are going to write Texas A&M off. I don't know. This will be a better game than what people think.
I think Texas A&M is going to take them to the woodshed.
No, I can see Miami taking A&M to the woodshed, though.
No.
I've been giving this a lot of thought, and after watching Texas A&M fall 31 points behind
to South Carolina,
I started thinking to myself, what in the world is going on there? You know.
The game is being played at A&M.
That's a plus for them.
That is a plus.
And, but they don't have a defense.
And then they won't need a defense. The offense will be on.
It depends on, you know, if Party Boy gets off the bus or not, or if he's actually there to win a, you know, a championship. So if he starts airballing it and airmailing the football, then, yeah, it's going to be a long night for him. But
one, one, Flex hit once.
I think they're going to tear a new one to A&M.
What do you think, John?
I think the opposite. I think A&M's going to whoop the crap out of them. Or, I looked at the points. Mathematically, they're 12-point favorites without even.
I'll put it to you like this. When's the last time A&M has ever been in a national championship?
This isn't the national championship game. This is
No. No, it's not. But fact still matters.
Well, not really. Now you sound like Elizabeth Warren. No, she's because when's the last questioning Hegseth.
When's the last time A&M ever had a chance at a national championship?
I could almost hear the response now from her. You won't do the same thing as previous generals. I was not a general. Oh.
You know, so they said previous, though. Yeah. Meaning that nobody kept the job.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they can't do it right.
But the winner of that one will face Ohio State. And then down in the bottom right-hand corner, John, who do you got?
Ole Miss and Tulane. And Tulane, before the selection committee got hold, they were 11-2. They were 17 in our rankings. The last time I thought about it, number 17 is not in between 1 and 12.
Yeah, I was wondering how the math wasn't mathing, and I was
blame Duke.
I'm not blaming Duke.
It's Duke's fault. Duke won the ACC, which creates a giant conundrum from everybody else because what is guaranteed?
A mess?
No. What is guaranteed?
Well, here's the problem.
You're guaranteed four byes. Usually you had one out of the SEC, one out of the Big Ten, one between the Big 12 and the ACC, and your Power Five.
You have one ACC team in the whole thing.
That's why.
How many losses did Virginia have? Two.
Two. And you see how they went with Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem that I have with the committee is
three.
The problem I have with the committee is, and I'll be brutally honest with it and tell our listeners how I feel, you're boneheads. Yeah. Let me tell you why you're boneheads, okay? First you turn around and you say, well, a championship game
matters.
You know, doesn't matter. No, doesn't matter. So win or lose, it shouldn't matter.
No.
And then it was, now it matters, and now it's not matters, and now it matters. We don't.
Last year it was. We're not going to discipline losers of the championship game because they made it to the championship game. Cool. We were fine with that last year. It worked out. This year, all of a sudden, it's, well, Alabama made it to the championship game. So we're not going to, you know, crucify them.
But you did with
Virginia.
With Virginia.
You did with BYU.
Yep.
How are you? What standards are you going off of here? And then you're going to crucify Notre Dame because they're not in a conference.
Well,
you give Miami the heads up over them when Miami didn't even make it to the championship game.
And that's my problem with the NCAA and the committee. Y'all have such low standards. That's why we have the mess we have up in Michigan.
Yep.
Raise your standards. You know, be consistent, but they're not. So, you know, Tulane is going at least against a team, Ole Miss, that I think is definitely very physically solid. But the problem is they've got no coach. There's betrayal. There's, you know, some down thoughts and everything else.
They have potential, but it just.
Yeah, but when you don't have the guy that's behind you and you feel betrayed, you're a little bit downcast.
Oh yeah.
Will that affect them? Tulane can take advantage of something like that. Do they have it to match them up in the trenches? I don't know. That would, you know, that's the thing. Now, if it were, you know, James Madison against Ole Miss, I would say, look out. That could be an upset game.
I'm filling out my bracket right now. And with me, I still think the top 16 should get in.
Yeah, I think if you're what this has done, what they have done, what these idiots have done, the fat cats sitting in there smoking their cigars, drinking the whiskey and doing whatever that they do up there, making decisions on all this. You have now taken a 12-game playoff system and you're, in essence, going to have to make it a 32-game playoff system now. That's what you've done. Yeah. And you've let the NIL get out of control. Yep. You let that happen. You people, you couldn't fix a patch on a tire. There's no question. I mean, I'm not sure they could inflate the tire. They've made a mess of this. So that's why we're having this. We have bowl exit. They have done such an outstanding job this year, haven't they? I mean, you want to talk about, you know, going 0-10, that, you know, 0-12, that's your committee, that's your NCAA. They've made a mess of everything. They punish some programs, vacate wins, do this, do that, when those other teams have committed infractions that are far worse, and they basically slap them on the wrist and say, write us a check.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then, you know.
Oh, there it is.
And then we start saying, okay, we're not going to punish you for being in a conference championship, and you did exactly that to Virginia, and you did that, you know, BYU. I mean, what are you doing? What are you? Family members die, and you insult me. You know. By God. Oh, so here we are on that mess. But I think Ole Miss squeaks by. They play Georgia. Georgia beats them up. It doesn't matter who squeaks by on the other side. I think Ohio State can hold their own, and they get by. So I see Ohio State, Georgia matched up. I see Indiana, and then I see Oregon matched up. And that's kind of how I see it for that round. Dan Lanning, will he want to lose twice to Indiana? Good question. That's going to be a tough one. They lost by 10, though. They lost by 10 earlier in the year. Can his team overcome that? And judging by the referees in the game, the holding calls don't matter. So... I was watching, I mean, oh my gosh. The defensive line, they were just getting yanked to the ground by the collar, just horse collar. And you know, the holding calls. Indiana gets away with that. They might be able to win again and get to the Natty. Ohio State has a much tougher road. I'd rather be on the other side, but I'll take Georgia. I'll take the one that we want to fight against. So that's the toughest one. I'll take Georgia, but I'm not taking Georgia to win it. I'm taking Ohio State.
Yep.
I like Ohio State.
I want to see
Miami,
Georgia, and Indiana. Miami, you can have your shot at revenge. We're going to put you back down. Georgia, we want our revenge.
Yep.
And then Indiana.
We want our revenge. Yeah, I still at this
juncture.
Yeah, I still think I'm riding Ohio State the whole way through. I don't think that Ryan Day is not going to let that happen again. I'm sure that he's probably put Fielding through some electric shock therapy to make sure that the kick is straight this next time. Tape measuring, counting, and stuff like that.
And you put 50 pounds on sand.
Yeah, I'm sure. And
he hit that line and he went backwards.
Well, that's because your running back, Bo Jackson, who had been running for you and been working like a dog, and you're not going to use him right there? And why don't you stick in that big guy that we always line up there, the big heavyweight?
Right.
Just tell Singh, hand it off to the guy in the back, let the big guy plow. Let him plow and then let Bo Jackson go right behind him. You're getting that first down. Then you have four more plays. Bad call. You know, when they asked him, do you regret it? Well, yeah, if it doesn't work, I always regret it. Well, it didn't work. Not once. not twice, but three times, it didn't work. So you can't go down into the red zone three or four times and come away with 0 points. One missed kick, a touchdown here, you got stopped over here. You can't do that. That's 21, 28 unanswered points left on the board.
What I like is Saban said to be dominant in a game, you have to score in every quarter. And
yes.
And then score in two of them.
Yes, we were. And like I said, you know, when you get down there, it doesn't mean a field goal, you know, and I'm not mad at fielding. Shankopotamus. I've seen that kick before. I think it was at Michigan, and I think it was at Georgia. Mm-mm-mm. And it just wanted to make me cry. All right, John, let's get to the games.
Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, Indiana.
So,
Ohio State and kickers don't have a thing.
All right, so here we go. We've got. Oh, my God. The cricket celebration. He wasn't kidding. All right. Oh. I'm waiting for the Charlie Brown Bowl because that's what we're going to have to find. We're going to have to find somebody to play. South Carolina, there's no reason they didn't get a bowl. There's no reason. Yeah, that's all right. We have room.
Taking anybody now.
Yeah, we have room. All right, John, I'm gonna disappear. I've talked enough. I've had enough humor.
I'm printing out the comedy bowl schedule.
All right, you print that out, and while you print that out, I'm going to my closing my video, and you and Kalen get to talk about the games. And I'm going to grab me a cup of coffee.
Give me one too.
Oh, now you want coffee?
Yeah. Come on. Off you go.
Do you see how this has worked? John, I have no power anywhere. I have nothing.
All right, sit down.
Demoted.
What, you gonna take my seat too?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Well, then I got the wrong camera off. See?
So we got Boise.
So hang on, I got to turn that camera on.
That'd be a good game.
And then somehow or another,
remove. No, don't worry about it. Just go. What do we got up first or second now?
Is the cricket celebration bowl? I think.
Yep. Do what? Yep.
Stress your boner.
Not your boner game.
So yeah, North Carolina State.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about Prairieville all year, and I've been watching it for 15 weeks.
Right.
Next bowl is the LA Bowl, Boise State in Washington.
Mm. I got Washington.
I like Washington just because they're not in the group five. Third bowl, the Veterans Bowl, Troy versus Jacksonville State.
That's going to be a good game. Troy?
Who Troy played the week before the conference games, and they held them even the first half.
Yeah.
I don't remember the game. Or the opponent.
It was a big game, though. But I'll take Troy over Jacksonville State.
And I'm going to take Jacksonville State just because they're in the conference championship.
Look at these mugs. Do you see these mugs, folks? That's right. It's John Hickey and Kalen Bayhaus, and they are the hosts of Offsides Trim Radio's
got a whole camera right there.
Come look,
look, look, you got a whole camera for yourself.
I can do what I want.
All right, next up, you got Old Dominion in South Florida.
Yep.
South Florida all
South
day.
South Florida.
Yep.
Without any
special now.
And the next bowl is the Ventures Bowl. Louisiana against Delaware.
Louisiana.
Yep. What they're going to have during the game is they're going to eat the hens, not let them play.
Right.
Next bowl, the Xbox Bowl.
Oh.
Missouri State versus Arkansas State.
Oh, they're making it.
You got one, though.
Missouri State against who?
Arkansas State.
Ah.
Kind of like Arkansas State in that one.
I do, too.
I don't know anything about either. I'll go with Arkansas.
The Xbox Bowl. That's new.
The Halo Bowl.
And here's a repeat bowl. Myrtle Beach Bowl. Kennesaw State versus Western Michigan. The
didn't they play?
Yeah, I'll take Kennesaw State this time.
Yeah, yeah, Kennesaw State.
Last time I went with Western Michigan and I got beat up.
You got pummeled.
Cool. And then the next one, the Gasparilla Bowl. That's not new.
No, that's old.
Memphis versus NC State.
NC State.
Memphis has been on a downward spiral.
They Donald Ducked it.
I think they lost three of their last five.
Yeah, they did.
They Donald Ducked it.
They jumped out of the plane without a parachute.
Yep. Washington.
The next one is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. It's Washington State versus Utah State.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm taking Utah State.
I'm taking Washington State because I didn't hear about them all year.
Yeah, Washington State.
I thought Utah State was doing pretty good. No,
I don't know who they are.
So they did last year.
Washington State is one of the two teams left of the Pac-10.
Yeah, they won the Pac-10. They're the Pac-10 champions. Washington State.
Well, that's not fair.
And then the next one, Boca Raton Bowl, Toledo versus Louisville.
Oh, Louisville. Poor Toledo.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the Toledo Rockets are not gonna fly. That'll be a failed mission.
The next one, New Orleans Bowl is UNLV against Ohio.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, Western Kentucky versus Southern Miss.
Did I get my lines mixed up? I did. Sorry.
Western Kentucky versus Southern Miss. I'll take Southern Miss.
I like Southern Miss just because it's going to be warm there.
Yep.
The Frisco Bowl is UNLV versus
Ohio.
I mean, I do like the Bobcats, but not in that one. I'll take UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV.
I'm taking UNLV because they're still number 25 in our ranking.
Yeah. Ooh, next one's pretty good.
Hawaii Bowl is California versus Hawaii.
I'll take California.
I'll take Hawaii.
So Hawaii was 8-3 this year.
Yep. I'm going with Hawaii.
I'm taking Cal.
It's in Hawaii. It's a home game.
I don't care.
Hawaii.
If they were that good, then they wouldn't have lost there in Hawaii. But they have.
They're 8-3.
That's right. So they have three losses.
What is Cal? Aren't they 8-4?
I'm looking right now.
Seven Cal. and
4, 7 and 5, something like that.
Cal 7 and 5.
Thank you.
Soon to be 8 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii sure. is 9 and 3.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Hawaii.
Dad burning. Where's Cat?
All right. Game Above Sports Bowl.
Central Michigan versus Northwestern.
That's going to be a shredding. Northwestern.
Northwestern.
I agree. That'll be a woodshed thing.
Yeah,
it'll be.
How about this? The Rate Bowl.
New Mexico versus Minnesota. Give me Minnesota.
I'm going to say, Gophers. You need to row the boat to the Rate.
No Rate for you.
Next is the Surf Pro Bowl.
Ooh.
Florida International versus UTSA.
UTSA. Wait. Who?
Florida International versus UTSA.
Florida International.
Nope, I got UTSA.
UTSA going to be a tougher game.
UTSA's the Roadrunners.
Florida International 7-5. And UTSA is... They're 8-4.
I got UTSA. I watched UTSA play. I got UTSA.
It's a lot of guts. A lot of guts to go with UTSA.
The next one, though. Ooh.
The Gator Bowl. Virginia versus Missouri. Missouri went through a ton of quarterbacks this year.
Mm-hmm. Will they have one?
I think they're going to snap the ball to the running back.
I thought they were picking people out of the stands.
I still ain't got a coffee.
That's a shame.
So Virginia is number 24.
Yeah, but they just got humiliated by Duke.
Duke's good, though.
Where's Missouri?
Duke is 7-5. 8-4.
Duke is 9-4.
9-4.
There we go.
Virginia is 10-3 against Missouri, 7-4.
Yeah.
The numbers are...
See, but this is a betters game right here because
plus 3.
Who's got the better defense?
Missouri.
My bet's on Missouri then.
Missouri has the better defense. There's no question.
And Missouri's going to run the ball right down Virginia's throat. So
that's what I said all year, and I ate that football.
Yep. But I'm telling you, Virginia does not have the defense to stop Missouri. They don't.
No.
They've got a decent, decent defense to hold them into games, but they don't have a defense that's elite caliber. So, Missouri.
So the next one is Sun Bowl, Arizona State versus Duke.
Mm. Now this one, I'm gonna go.
I like Arizona State.
No, and I'm gonna tell you why. I like Duke's defense.
Yeah. Duke on our numbers is plus 2.
See, I like Duke's defense. I got to go Duke.
Next, Arizona Bowl. Miami, Ohio versus Fresno.
Miami of Ohio.
Why didn't they make the MAC championship game?
It's a great question.
It was Western Michigan versus who? I forget.
Kennesaw State.
No, MAC. There has to be a MAC game.
Toledo, right?
I don't remember. But they were picked to lose and they won. Maybe it was, yeah, it was.
I think it was Kennesaw State.
It was Western Michigan versus Miami. They were in the.
Yeah, it was Western Michigan was it.
And Miami's quarterback walked off of campus the last week. That's why. That's why they lost.
That would have been a little piece of tidbit information that would have been
great.
Useful to have.
Yeah, I didn't share that. I'm sorry. My fault. My bad.
Oh, you're bad now. Well, thank you very little, John.
You're playing.
Yeah. Thank you very little.
How would you like to be this? I'm the starting quarterback, but I'm walking. You have a deal, NIL? No, I'm walking. I'm tired.
All right.
Wake Forest versus Mississippi State in the Mayo Bowl.
Give me Wake.
Yeah.
And the Texas Bowl is LSU versus Houston.
Give me LSU.
Yeah, LSU has been paperwalked enough. It's time.
Yep.
I'll take LSU.
They're going to come out on a high note.
How many players will be there for LSU, but Houston's going to bring the whole team.
Yeah.
Next one is the no-blowing military bowl. Pittsburgh versus Eastern Carolina.
I like Pittsburgh.
I like Pitt, but Eastern Carolina is one of those scrappy teams. It's kind of like a mirror because Pitt is the same way.
Well, you remember when they were in the Big East?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And what had happened is every time that Virginia Tech would come to town or whatever, East Carolina had beat them. The Pirates had somehow pulled it off and beat them or beat Miami. And it was like, what in the world is going on? And it was just, they could stink. They stink. And they would still win.
Yep, give me Pitt.
But I like Pitt.
Cool. And next one is Fenway Bowl, UConn versus Army.
I'll take UConn.
Okay, UConn fired their coach. Guess who's going to coach that game for them? Jim Mora Jr.
Yeah, a decent
football background.
I like UConn. Besides that, Army will be deflated after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Saturday.
We got Georgia Tech and BYU.
The Pop-Tarts
Bowl with Georgia Tech and BYU. And shout out Georgia Tech. Good job on the hiring of Jim Knowles as your defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's Tennessee. Tennessee got Jim Knowles. Georgia Tech is hiring. They're interviewing right now with Chip Kelly.
So this is the bowl that Notre Dame turned down. They said no to the invite. No.
No.
I like the Pop-Tart Bowl.
And it would have been BYU versus Notre Dame.
Yeah, I
you know, cameras. I'm going to take Georgia Tech.
I am too.
I don't even know where the Pop-Tarts Bowl is.
Probably somewhere down south.
It's at my buddy Kellogg's house.
It's in Bell Creek, Michigan.
Yeah. Next up.
Birmingham Bowl.
Georgia Southern versus App State.
Yep. Georgia Southern.
Give me App State.
App State is like the Alabama kind of thing. You just don't want to go against them because they somehow always end up pulling it out. But they've been kind of sloppy the last couple of years.
So I said, they're going to pull it together. Give me App State.
Okay.
So I'm picking App State. I've been doing the ratings for, I don't know, 15 years. They haven't even made it into the database. So, no.
No.
App State.
Now the tiebreakers, 1 through 5. Let's go on down the line. Penn State versus Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Ooh.
That's going to be a cold, damn game.
Yeah.
Give me Penn State.
I'm going with Penn State, too, because Clemson is not going to like that.
Chokeaholics.
I still say it to you again, Dabo. Take the money, man. Take the NIL. Take the money.
Stop.
North Texas versus San Diego State in the New Mexico Bowl.
Oh, North Texas.
North Texas is going to just wax it.
Yeah.
They've been choked. They choked the last 2 weeks. They're due now.
Yeah, now they're due. Yep. And this one I like, and I already know who I'm taking. The Music City Bowl. That is Tennessee versus Illinois. I'm taking Go Volunteers.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to tell you right now, Tennessee's going to have a hard time with Illinois.
You're going to be hearing it. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Where's it being played in? Music City.
That's right. In Tennessee.
It's a home game.
That's a home game.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Illinois is going to come play in Tennessee for an upset. Illinois by 2.
All right. Well, the next one is the Valero Bowl, TCU versus USC.
Southern Cal?
Yep.
Yes.
Southern All Cal. Day. Southern Cal?
Yeah, I'm riding the Southern Cal.
Yeah, Southern Cal is number 16 in our
That's bowl. Kind of an embarrassing bowl for Southern Cal, to be honest with you. Yep. They deserve something a little bit.
But they're only a 4-point favorite over TCU.
Ugh.
There is no other bowls.
I know.
You get what you get. There's no other bowls.
What Urban Meyer said about teams in the bowls, that half the players don't go, and then you're in that situation because you didn't win.
Yeah.
Other than that.
But see, the next one up now. You got Iowa versus Vanderbilt in the Reliance Quest Bowl.
See, I would have rather watched Vanderbilt versus Southern Cal. And Iowa versus TCU.
Yeah, that would have been better.
That would have been a better matchup.
But that wasn't the invite.
No.
Iowa's got a great defense.
Yeah.
And their offense is starting to kick a little bit. That's a tough one to pick, though.
I got to go with Iowa because they're a relentless team, and you know they're going to attack Vanderbilt in multiple ways. Pavia can only play offense. So.
They're going to spy him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like Iowa in this game, believe it or not.
Yep.
France is going to keep that game close.
I think Iowa will. It's going to be very close.
So the Reliant Quest Bowl is in Tampa, Florida.
All right, go get your coffee.
Yeah, mutual.
All right, now I'm coming back on over to my big seat over here. Try to move this over here somehow. Okay, there we go. Yes. So those are our bowls as of right now. That doesn't mean it's going to remain that way. God only knows who else decides to bail.
If anyone bails, I will definitely say that. I'll let everyone know what game needs to be replaced. Because after the 13th, it's really hard to get a replacement team that will pay for the trip and show up.
Now, my next question was, did Michigan take their bowl or they bailed too, right?
Yeah, they were one of the 12 teams that bailed. 11 teams.
Yeah. Circumstances beyond their control. Oh,
Coach is not hanging out in Ann Arbor. He's hanging out in Detroit.
Yes. Well, from what I understand with the bedroom talk, I mean, with the backyard talk, there's probably a good reason why they bailed.
I'm telling you, once they get Crick and John Gruden in there, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Now, for our Heisman, and I think that's already been determined now, right?
We haven't, as a team, we have not picked it together, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players did not play last week.
You're all out.
So that leaves Sawyer Robertson, Julian Sand, Fernando Mendoza, and that was the only ones that played this week.
Yeah, and you know, God bless Fernando Mendoza. You know, will he get the trifecta? Will Indiana get the trifecta here?
Well, Mendoza was number 24 for efficiency of quarterbacks, so I would say no to him. I don't know who I would replace him with, but to me, you can't be the number 24 position and be held ahead of 23 other people.
I agree.
You know, so if it comes down to the top, our top two, Sawyer Robertson or Diego Pavia.
And I still got to say, Owen Long is not even being considered here.
Yeah. He's only up to 12 and a half tackles a game.
There's nobody else working as hard as him. I mean, really. Nobody is working as hard as that kid. He's all over the field.
He's playing at 100 yards long and 53 yards wide.
Oh, yeah.
It might even be 55 yards wide.
It's crazy. When I look at this kid, you know, he to me is the most workingest kid in all of football right now.
And you don't hear any problems with him or any negative publicity or anything.
Yeah, it is just, yeah, there's no negativity. And if anyone had something to be negative about or rob a bank, it would be him. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, the kid is just a working man child right there. I mean, 151 tackles, 12.5 tackles a game. You're working hard. You're working. And no love. There's just no love from the committee for, you know, he should be there.
He's just an old-fashioned All-American player. And I'm going to like the
negative. Yeah. He just comes into the game, I'm going to eat your lunch.
The ball and my helmet have a magnet.
What is that one movie, Life with Eddie Murphy? Maybe I'll eat your cornbread. How about I eat your cornbread? That's him right there, man. Owen Long. He's telling the rest of them, I'm going to eat your cornbread. That's it.
Or he's that guy from Replacement. You want the ball, Coach? I'll get the ball. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. I want the ball. Okay, I'll get the ball. Danny, go get the ball. I need that ball. I want that ball. What are you going to do? I'm going to get the ball. I got it. I hope he doesn't kill anybody. Oh.
So, you know, offsides, the Heisman hype will probably be Mendoza.
I think so. I think the trifecta is coming along.
The trifecta deserves it is Owen Long.
Yeah, I think Owen Long does. I hate to say it. You and I both agree in this. That kid deserves it. If anybody deserves it, it's him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Pound for pound, all the way around the whole football field, and that's where he is. He lives everywhere on the field. He's like a groundhog. He's got multiple holes. He'll pop out and make tackles and do things all over the place.
There isn't a player that's playing offense and defense and doing it well on both sides of the ball. So now, you know, okay, there isn't a universal player. So I'm like, okay. You can't have a tomato boy and not be in a conference championship.
No, tomato boy ain't going to do it. He is not. I don't care what his name is. He's not in it.
Yeah. So compared to Sawyer, he was 750 yards less in production.
Yeah, I think that they're going to look at Mendoza. I think they'll look at Julian Sang. They'll look at Diego Pavia. Unfortunately for Sawyer Robinson, I don't think they're going to look at him that much. I don't see it.
He was with the wrong team.
That's the problem. And that's just it. So, you know, but he did real well with with his night deal.
What about Drew Aller? No.
I was going to say it. I was going to reserve that one, though, for Bryce Underwood. No!
I was playing that. He's no longer. I don't know.
That poor kid, he stepped right into a mess. He stepped into a hornet's nest. Not only did the coach bail, okay, because he knew he was in trouble and the cheating and everything else, and then he got on live mic and said that Ohio State is never going to beat Michigan. That didn't pan out well. And then we got.
And then the wheels came off the train.
Yeah, we got God knows what's going on with Sharon Moore. You know, well, we know what's going on, but at least from what the news says, there's always two sides to a story. But I'm pretty sure if you're spending the night in jail, your part of the story isn't going to go well. So, you know, incredibly sad for the families.
It's a Paul Harvey story, and not the story.
Yeah, it's. Oh boy. Yeah. I don't want to make light of that situation because families are devastated. I'm sure the players are devastated. Nothing has turned out all right. And the only thing I could see is the green light for Bryce Underwood to say go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Watch him end up in Indiana.
Yeah. I don't know. Mendoza's brother's going to be there, so it'll be interesting. I think they'll bring him along. Definitely know that Indiana is going to be a force to be reckoned with Cignetti at the helm. That's for sure. But I in all honesty, I think either Mendoza, Sang, Diego Pavia, Owen Long, you know, it's going to come down to that, really.
Yeah, I think Mendoza will win, but I think Long should.
Yeah. But we'll wait and see. We shall wait and see.
They won't give Colorado directions to New York City anymore. since Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. Yeah. It's a mess, I tell you. A mess. Anyway, with that, I think we got it all covered, don't we, John?
Yep. I think we talked more than we actually had games to talk about because, you know, you had the Army-Navy game to talk about, and you have the selection. And yeah. no one on the planet agrees with the selection process. So I'm like,
yeah, and the Army-Navy game, I think that was a pretty simple discussion. Navy.
Navy. Well, what they were laughing about at work today was the first one who throws the ball wins with a poor completion.
Navy. Navy. Well, with that, folks, we'll catch you guys next week. We'll be in the middle of the bowl stuff halfway through. We'll have a pretty good idea how things are going, who's going where. And I don't mean to jail. I'm just talking about like bowl games and stuff. Well, hopefully nobody else goes. So, you know, but we will cover all that. And with that, I digress. John, as always, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And we got some fun stuff to give on out. So, you know, and John has stuff to give out too, and you know how he determines his stuff. And but I know somewhere along the line we'll throw another shirt in there somewhere along. What? We'll have to pick out one game, John. You tell me what game we should pick out one.
It definitely is not going to be the top five games as this week.
Wow. Yeah.
we'll have to pick something out, like the can't read my own typing. The Mayo Bowl to the Reliant Quest Bowl. That gives some people some time to
ponder. Peruse. All right. With that, we are out of here. We'll catch you guys next week, and we'll figure it out then. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. And that's it for us. John, say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, all.